各位弟兄姐妹，大家晚安。
Good evening to brothers and sisters.
感谢天父真神啊，施恩跟我们同在。
We thank God for His grace and for abiding with us.
啊，愿我们今天晚上的聚会能够有神的带领。
We ask that His Spirit guide us in this evening's service.
能够使我们的聚会当中得到造就。
We hope that everyone will be edified this evening.
晚上我们一起来查考基督徒的行事为人。
This evening we shall study the topic of the conduct of a Christian.
主耶稣要我们为他做见证。
Our Lord Jesus wants us to bear witness for him.
这个见证不只是在口头上而已。
To bear witness not meaning not just to speak of his praise.
我们既然向人家介绍信耶稣的好处。
We'll have to tell others what are the benefits of believing in the Lord.
别人也在看啊。
Other people will also be watching us.
我们已经是在主耶稣恩典当中的人。
We are people who are living in the grace of God.
我们的行为见证也是要符合。
Our conduct must also match our belief.
就像保罗所勉励的。
As what Paul has encouraged us.
请看以弗所书第四章。
Let's turn to the book of Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书四章一节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 1.
第四章第一节
Chapter 4, verse 1.
我为主被囚的劝你们既然蒙召行事为人就当与蒙召的恩相称保罗写以弗所书的时候为了福音受到逼迫
While Paul was writing this epistle to the Ephesians he was under persecution
被关在罗马的监狱里面
And he was imprisoned in Rome
所以说这边说他为主被囚
And that's why he says that he was a prisoner for the Lord.
可是这样他的信心仍然没有软弱。
Even though this has happened to him, his faith was still strong.
借着书信他还是来勉励弟兄姐妹。
It is through his epistles that he encouraged the brothers and sisters.
所以这边他劝信徒既然蒙召就是蒙神的选召。
Here he said to the disciples that since you have been called, meaning you have been called by the Lord.
我们被称为是基督的门徒。
We are now the disciples of Christ.
我们跟随主耶稣。
We follow the Lord.
他说这边我们的行事为人就应当跟这个恩典来配合。
He then says that we must lead a life worthy of the calling.
所以这里也就是在提醒我们。
Here once again it reminds us.
我们的信仰是要跟行为一致的。
That our faith must go along with our conduct must go along with our faith.
不是像一般在拜偶像的人。
We shouldn't behave like those idol worshippers.
他到偶像庙去拜拜。
When they go to their temples, they worship their idols.
他们是一回事，回来在生活上又是另外一回事。
And when they go to worship, they are you see one side of them. When they have returned home, you see another side of them.
行为可以不必跟他拜偶像的动作一致。
Their actions do not have to go in accordance with their worshiping.
我们的信仰是要在生活上面见证神的恩典。
In our faith, we have to bear witness to the Lord in our conduct.
所以这句话就值得我们在思考。
So here's a phrase that's worthy of us to meditate.
也是我们在信仰上应该去追求的目标。
It is also a goal that we should pursue in our life of faith.
我们的行事为人是在见证耶稣基督的恩典。
Our conduct is to testify the grace of the Lord Jesus.
要与蒙召的恩相称。
And we must it must be worthy of the calling.
就像主耶稣所说的。
As our Lord Jesus has said.
我们就像光，就像盐。
We are like a light. We are like the salt.
光不能隐藏。
You cannot hide a light.
光会被人家看见。
Light has to be seen.
所以呢，我们就是有这种行为的表现。
So if we have this kind of conduct.
主耶稣说，我们要有这种光，好像好行为表现出来。
Lord Jesus says that our good conduct must be likened to a light; it must shine.
我们看马太福音第五章。
Let's turn to Gospel Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音第五章十六节。
Gospel Matthew chapter 5 verse 16.
五章十六节。
Chapter 5 verse 16.
你们的光也当这样照在人面前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，并将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。主耶稣说过，我们这个好行为是要荣耀神。
Lord Jesus says that our good conduct is to glorify Him.
虽然主耶稣曾经说不要将善行故意做在人面前。
Even though Lord Jesus says that do not do good deeds before people just for the sake of it.
那也不能因为这样子啊，那我就不要有好表现了。
On the other hand, and to avoid doing so, you are not doing good deeds.
那你就误会主耶稣的意思。
If that's the case, then you have mistaken the Lord. 主耶稣
除了在马太福音第六章提的，是我们做这个事情的动机。
What Lord Jesus meant in chapter 6 was that it is the motive behind your actions.
我们有时故意去表现，要给人家称赞，那这个主耶稣说不好。
Sometimes, we want to show the better side of us, and we want to receive praises.
主耶稣称这个是假冒为善。
Lord Jesus called these people hypocrites.
人家有看见你才会有表现呐。
When people watch you, then you will have good deeds.
那当然反过来没看到的话，你就没有这个好行为了。
On the other hand, if nobody's watching you, then you won't do any good deeds.
这不是神所喜悦的。
This is not what the Lord pleases.
那马太福音第五章我们念的这边，主耶稣是说我们自然而然有这个好的表现。
In Matthew chapter 5, it means that you would naturally have good deeds.
不管人家有没有看到。
Regardless of whether people are watching you.
我们既然信耶稣，我们的灵修就是帮助我们有一个好的行为出来。
Since you believe in the Lord Jesus, your spiritual cultivation is to help you to have good deeds.
这种见证，人家看到，是归荣耀给神。
And when other people saw your good conduct, you are testifying for the Lord and you're giving glory to the Lord.
不是像第六章了，是在称赞你个人而已。
It is not likened to what Matthew chapter 6 is describing that you are complimenting yourself.
所以我们要求圣灵帮助我们，能够有这种荣耀神的好行为表现出来。
So we ask the Lord to help us so that our conduct can naturally give glory to His name.
那在圣经里面也有进一步在说明，怎么样让我们的行事为人能够跟蒙召的恩相称呢？
And in the Bible, it also tells us how our conduct can be worthy of God's calling.
第一个就是要凭着良心。
First is through a good conscience.
我们请看《使徒行传》。
Let's turn to the book of Acts.
使徒行传二十三章。
Acts chapter 23.
第一节。
Verse 1.
使徒行传二十三章一节。
Acts chapter 23, verse 1.
保罗定睛看着公会的人说，弟兄们，我在神面前行事为人都是凭着良心，直到今日。这是保罗他自己的见证。
Here is the testimony of Paul.
当时他传福音教导人来遵守圣经的真理。
He was preaching the gospel and he was teaching people the truth of God.
我们在新约圣经里面可以看到，他常常在跟守律法的这些犹太人在辩论。
You could see that in the book of Acts, he often have heated arguments with the Pharisees.
旧约的律法本来也是神一个美意啊。
The law of the Old Testament was a good plan of God.
那要教导人怎么去爱神爱人。
It teaches the people then how to love God and how to love the fellow people.
结果犹太人把它后来变成一种规条。
But the Israelites have later on make it into a code.
变成束缚人的。束缚人，你只要按着这个字句去遵守。
They have codified it so that it is very strict and you have to adhere to it.
没有真正去做到神的意思啊。
They have not really done what the Lord had meant.
那保罗他信耶稣之后，他现在明白了，神的意思是什么？
And after Paul had believed in the Lord Jesus, he slowly understood what is the will of God.
所以他知道，在新约时代我们靠着耶稣的恩典。
So he understood that in the New Testamental era, you live by the grace of God.
所以就不必再按照旧约的那个表面的字句去遵守啊。
So there is no need to adhere to the laws of Moses literally.
所以犹太人他们就觉得这保罗实在是反。这是一个离经叛道的人物。
So, to the Pharisees, they see Paul as a betrayer.
他们认为保罗的主张违背祖宗了。
Paul is a traitor that he has gone against what the ancestors have obeyed for so long.
就像在华人社会里面我们信耶稣不拜祖先也会被批评论断。
It's likened to being in the Chinese community that if you believe in if you are a Christian and you do not worship your ancestors, then you have betrayed your family.
其实华人这种教导也变成一种律法了。
In fact, this kind of thought is also likened to a law.
那只要你有表面在拜的样子，就说你很孝顺了。So
as long as you have shown that you are worshiping your ancestors, then you are being very filial to your family.
所以我们可以看到，有人平常就是不孝顺父母亲呢。We
have seen people who do not honor their parents.
可是呢，当父母亲丧礼的时候。
But when you see them at the parents' funeral,
他可以花很多钱，在那边跪拜。
He will spend a lot of money and he will knelt down before the altar.
那这样说，我已经有对父母亲孝敬了。
And that is his way of being filial to his parents.
可是我们信耶稣知道这不对了。
But we as Christians, we know that is wrong.
我们注重的是，在世父母亲活着的时候要有。 孝顺的表现,
we emphasize on honoring our parents while they are still alive.
我们的良心,凭着良心来侍奉神。
So we serve the Lord according to our good conscience.
所以当时这个彼得保罗他受到逼迫。
So at that time Paul was persecuted.
他很有那个信心可以这样子做见证。
But he has a strong faith and he testified for the Lord.
我在神面前, 我的行事为人都是凭着良心。He
said, I have lived before God in all good conscience up to this day.
他也称赞提摩太，也是有这种良心。And
he also praised Timothy for having a good conscience.
那他也跟提摩太表明，我们就是要这种清洁的良心来侍奉神。And
he explained to Timothy that you need to have a clear conscience to serve God.
提摩太后书。Let's
turn to 2 Timothy.
提摩太后书第一章。
2 Timothy chapter 1
第三节,
verse 3
第三节我感谢神，就是我接续祖先用清洁的良心所侍奉的神，祈祷的时候不住的想念你。这边提到他用清洁的良心在侍奉神。
Here says that Paul served the Lord with a clear conscience.
我们有这个良心，我们的行事为人才不会因为说有没有人看到受到影响。
When we have a good conscience, we will not even think about whether other people are watching us or whether people will be influenced by
it.
But, however, we do know that God is constantly watching us.
不是传道看到了，老师看到了，弟兄姐妹看到了，我们才像个基督徒。
We won't act as a Christian only when we are being watched by a preacher or by the teacher or by other brothers and sisters.
我们知道，神在监察，我们随时随地都对得起神。We
know that God is watching us at all times.
所以我们看到那个但以理就是这样子。And
if you know the character Daniel very well, you would know that's how he behaved.
他很年轻的时候，被抓到巴比伦这个地方。While
he was at a young age, he was captured to Babylon.
那巴比伦这个国家是拜偶像的。And
the people in Babylon, they worship idols.
结果但以理跟他的三个朋友。So
Daniel and his three friends.
他们后来有机会。 被选到王宫里面去。They
were picked to serve in the palace.
当时的巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒王。
The Babylonian king Nebuchadnezzar.
预备训练一些人。
He was recruiting some young people to train them.
但以理跟三个朋友，他们是被打败的人呐，他们的国家被打败了。
Daniel and his three friends were actually prisoners of war.
说，这个有机会，到王宫过了一个比较好的生活。
But they have this opportunity to serve in the palace to live a better life.
如果一般人来讲，这个时候应该好好的就享受一下。
And for an ordinary person, he might think that it's a good chance for him to enjoy life.
那国王要我们做什么，就做什么嘛。
Whatever the king asks, just do it.
可是丹尼里跟三个朋友，他们知道，我们是犹太人啊。
Daniel and his three friends knew that they were Jews.
那现在虽然父母亲不在旁边,
though their parents are not with them,
犹太人的这个教师没有在那边看着他们,
their rabbi was not with them, watching them.
祭司立位人也不在那里,
or the priests and the Levites weren't in the palace.
可是他们为了良心能够对得起神,
but in order for them to have a clear conscience,
所以丹尼里立志不吃这个
Daniel was determined not to eat the food offered by the king.
因为巴比伦人，他们很多东西吃的东西，以色列人不能吃啊。
Babylonians eat, they eat a lot of food that are restricted by the Jews.
比如说在旧约时代，以色列人就不吃猪肉啊。
For example, in the Old Testament times, the Jews do not eat pork.
那丹尼里看到，哎呀，这里很多东西我们不能吃的。
When Daniel saw that there's a lot of food in the palace that were that they cannot take.
所以我们看到，他们真的也是用清洁的良心在侍奉神。
We see that they are also serving the Lord with a clear conscience.
那他马上表明啊，我不要吃这个东西。
He immediately came forward to say that he cannot eat those food.
因为结果当时呢，王有派人在管理他们
The king had sent some officers guarding them.
结果他们不吃。
But when they refused to take the food,
这管理他们的人，他就觉得，这个对我来讲，我就有问题啊。
The caretaker felt that it was his responsibility.
他想说你们不吃啊，是不是要进食抗议啊？
And he was thinking that are you starving? In order to protest.
那你们不吃，到时候你们长得很难看，我怎么跟国王交代？
And if you don't eat and you look awful when the king summoned you, how am I going to explain to the king?
所以我们从但以理跟他三个朋友的表现可以去了解。
So from the answer of Daniel and his three friends,
一个有信心的人，他有良心来面对神。
We know that a person with a good conscience, they have a faith, to God.
并且呢，他对人也是抱着这颗良心的。
And when they treat the fellow human beings, they also treat them with the same conscience.
他不会故意让人家太为难。
And they will not make things difficult for others.
所以他也尊重你是国王派来管理我们的人。
So Daniel and his three companions, they respected the caretaker.
那我要坚持信仰，结果你觉得你的责任你没办法答应我们。
So, besides that, we understand why you cannot agree to our dietary restrictions.
所以你看，丹尼里不是在那边就说我管你的。
So Daniel did not have this attitude that it is your problem. I don't care.
我对得起神所以你管你怎么样，你不能交代是你的事情。
Daniel will not say that as long as I'm faithful to my God, I don't care what happened to you.
还是说你不了解了，我们犹太人的信仰怎么样？你不了解了。
Nor did Daniel said that you don't understand our religion.
他不是用这样子来为难别人。
He didn't reply in this manner to create trouble.
我们看圣经，我知道，他就跟对方讲说，那你试试看啊，你用素菜跟白水给我们喝就好。
So Daniel explained to the caretaker that, oh, why don't you give it a try? Let feed us with vegetables and water.
那我们不用吃的很好啊。
We don't need rich food.
那个素菜，无酵饼也算素菜啊。
We just need vegetables or vegetarian food.
那个吃下去还是可以饱嘛。
When we eat them, we can still feel our hunger.
所以我们不是禁食抗议，我们还是要吃啊。
So we are not fasting to protest. We are eating.
所以有信心的人，他对别人也会有一种爱心的态度，不会使对方为难。
So a person with faith will also act in good.
Faith to others.
This is what the Lord Jesus meant by being gentle like a dove and cunning like a
dove. 我们要求神让我们这种属灵的智慧。
And we ask the Lord to bless us with such wisdom.
结果事实证明，但你得跟他三个朋友，结果是长得发育的最好的。
And as it turns out, that Daniel and his three friends are actually the better looking ones.
他们对得起神，他们也不会给人家很为难。
So they have done well, worthy of the calling, and they have not caused trouble for their caretaker.
管理他们的人也放心至少你们要吃我就放心了。
So their caretaker also felt comforted that they have eaten.
所以我们可以从这些例子可以来学习一个有信心的人，他的良心是怎么表现
？So here we can learn that a person of faith acts in a certain way.
可是我们这个良心有时会因为一些因素结果会把它放在一边。
There are times that for certain reasons we decided to abandon our conscience.
有时候我们会因为这个信仰好像觉得会让我在社会上受到妨害。
Sometimes we feel that our religion is a hindrance.And to us progressing in society.
所以有时候我们会昧着良心不敢承认我是基督徒，我是真耶稣教会的信徒。
So often we act against the will of our conscience and we proclaim that we are non-Christians.
我想到这样子可以减少一些麻烦。
And we thought that by doing so, it can we can avoid some unnecessary misunderstandings.
哎，那你怎样为主耶稣做见证啊？
But if that is the case, how do you testify for the Lord?
虽然这样，哎，我们也要去找，而且发现了神还是会给我们机会哦。
So there are times that you have to look for opportunities that God has blessed you with.
哎，要让我们良心发现。
You have to look find your conscience.
哦，这个良心就是用善良的心嘛。
The conscience is this good will in you.
哎，在圣经里面有记载两个人。
In the Bible, there are two characters.
哦，他们就是这样子，因为昧着良心在信耶稣。
They believe in the Lord Jesus with the evil conscience.
啊，但不敢承认他们是基督的门徒。
They do not want to admit that they are followers of Christ.
哎，可是当主耶稣受难死在十字架上的时候。
So, the night when the Lord Jesus was crucified.
他们两个良心发现。
They finally realized that they have done wrong.
啊，他们就出来啊，来为主耶稣安葬的事情啊。来去处理。
So they decided to step forward and wanted to take care of the Lord's funeral.
我们看路加福音二十三章。
Let's turn to the Gospel Luke chapter 23.
路加福音二十三章五十节。
Luke chapter 23 verse 50.
五十节，有一个人名叫约瑟，是个义士，为人善良公义，众人所谋所为。他并没有服从，他本是犹太亚利马太城里素常盼望神国的人。五十二节，这人去见比拉多求耶稣的身体。啊，这边记到一个约瑟。
Here's a character by the name of Joseph.
啊，他本来就是个有良心的人。
He was a man of good conscience.
啊，所以大家在要商议害耶稣的时候，他没有服从他们。
So when the council was discussing how to arrest Jesus, he wasn't one of them.
哦，他虽然说他是个义士啊，所以他在犹太人社会里面，他有他的地位。
So it says here that he was a good and righteous man, and he has a certain status among the Jews.
哦，那我们为什么说这个时候他良心发现
？Why do we say that he realized that he had done wrong？
好，我们看约翰福音十九章。
Let's turn to John chapter 19.
约翰福音十九章。
John chapter 19.
三十八节。
Verse 38.
三十八节，这些事以后，有亚利马太人约瑟是耶稣的门徒，只因怕犹太人，就暗暗的做门徒。他来求比拉多要把耶稣的身体领去，比拉多允许他，就把耶稣的身体领去了。三十九节，又有尼哥底母，就是先前夜里去见耶稣的，带着没药和沉香，又有一百斤钱来。这边又提到尼哥底母。
He mentioned another character by the name of Nicodemus.
哦，就是约瑟啊，他因为怕犹太人，暗暗做门徒了。
So Joseph, for the fear of the Jews, was a disciple of Jesus in secret.
啊，这个尼哥底母在约翰福音第三章有记载。
And this Nicodemus was also recorded in John chapter 3.
这边说他是夜间晚上去见耶稣。
But here it says that he came to Jesus by the night.
啊，我们从约翰福音第三章里面知道他是法利赛人呐。
From John chapter 3, we knew that Nicodemus was a Pharisee.
啊，他又是一个年长者。
He was also an elderly person.
而且他还是做官。
And he was also an officer.
哎，所以在犹太人社会里面，他也是有头有脸的人。
So he was quite a character, or he had a certain status among the Jews.
啊，结果这两个人，他们都认识耶稣是基督，他们也都信了耶稣。
So these two men knew that Jesus was Christ.
啊，可是呢？以前因为怕犹太人啊，怕他这个身份，基督徒身份会妨碍他的地位。
So for the fear of the Jews, for the fear that his identity as a Christian would hinder them in their Jewish society.
啊，所以约瑟呢，他就暗暗做门徒。
So Joseph was a disciple in secret.
那尼哥底母呢？为什么晚上去见耶稣
？So why did Nicodemus go to Jesus at night？
比较没人看到嘛。
For the reason that nobody would see him.
大白天的去找耶稣，和人家都看到他，原来那个尼哥底母，你也是基督徒啊。
If he were to go to Jesus during the day, then a lot of people would see him and would know that he was a follower of Christ.
所以他们本来哈，这个良心上还有亏欠。
So we see that, conscience-wise, that they have fallen short of God.
啊，虽然他们没有参与害耶稣的这个事情。
Even though they were not a part of the conspiracy to arrest Jesus.
哎，这个时候，他们良心发现了，很受感动。
But at this point, Their conscience struck them, and they were very moved.
该是他们呢、哦。啊、良心发现来为主耶稣做点事情的时候
So it was time for them to do something for Christ、
啊、耶稣 为我们成就了这么大的恩典
Our Lord Jesus has、completed such a great salvation for us、
啊、那我们还在躲在后面吗
So should we still hide in secret、
啊、你看他们两个勇敢站出来
So these two、stood forward bravely、
哎、他们 去求耶稣的身体为耶稣安葬
One went to Pilate to ask for the body of Christ The otherand brought some、myrrh and aloes.
当然他们基督徒的身份就曝光了。
And by doing so, they have revealed their identity as a Christian.
啊，可是在当时，也只有因为他们两个在社会上的地位，他们有啊有这个权利能够去做这个事情。
And it is also these two people who at that time have their status and the power to have access、to the body of Christ.
要不然一般门徒敢去见比拉多吗？
So if you are just an ordinary disciple, would you dare to go up to Pilate and ask for the body of Christ?
哎，恐怕也被抓起来。
You will probably be arrested too.
啊，恐怕比拉多哦，不抓起来也不会见你啊。
Either that, or you will be chased out of the palace.
哎，在古代那个专制时代，你要见到一个官员，那不简单的啦。
So in the olden days, it is not easy to go look for the governor.
嗯，但现在也是不太简单了。
Even today, the same thing still.Still is true.
哦，你看约瑟哈、哦，他是个议员呐、啊。
So Joseph, we can see likewise today he's probably equivalent to the member of parliament.
啊，那尼哥底母哈、哦，他是犹太人的官呐、啊，又是法利赛人。
And Nicodemus was a Jewish officer.
他们两个身份地位，这个还可以见到比拉多。
So only these two of high social status have access to Pilate.
哎，所以这个时候良心发现。开始为了出来哈、哦，来承认自己的身份，为主耶稣做点事的时候。
So their conscience struck them, and they decided that it is time for them to do something for Jesus.
啊，所以我们求神，让我们啊能够顺服圣灵带领。
So we pray to God so that we can submit to the Holy Spirit.
啊，我们都有这种清洁的良心来侍奉神。
We all hope that we have this clear conscience to serve God.
那使我们的所作所为对得起主了。
So that we are worthy of God's calling.
哦，那要持守信仰，有时候好像会受逼迫。
Sometimes we face persecution when we want to hold on to our faith.
哎，可是呢，我们在神面前，哎，我们哦良心无愧啊。
But as long as we have a clear conscience before the Lord.
哎，圣经这样说，这个是哦可喜爱的啊。
The Bible says that this is something that's pleasing.
我们看彼得前书第二章。
Let's turn to First Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章十九节。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 19.
十九节，倘若人为叫良心对得住神，就忍受冤屈的苦楚，这是可喜爱的。啊，怎么说？我们因为要良心对得起神，忍受逼迫，这个是会被神所悦纳。
It says here that if we are mindful of God, we endure pain, then we are approved by God.
啊，像保罗啊，哎，他能够在神面前啊、哦、坦然无惧。
Like Paul, he was able to stand boldly and bravely before God.
啊，所作所为就是要见证耶稣的恩典。
And everything he does is to bear witness to Jesus.
啊，所以这个是个基本，我们的良心，凭着良心。
This is a very fundamental thing that you should have.
啊，那表现出来的啊，就是我们的行为。
And so when you have this good conscience, what reveals is your conduct.
啊，保罗又这么讲。
And Paul says this.
我们看以弗所书第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
第五章第八节。
Chapter 5, verse 8.
以弗所书五章八节。
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8.
你们从前你们是暗昧的，但如今在主里面是光明的，行事为人就当像光明的子女。我们有良心，我们表现出来是光明正大。
If we are conscious, then our deed would show that we are light.
什么是暗昧的？
What is meant by being in the dark?
哦，就是怕被人家看到啊。
That means that you're afraid other people will be watching you.
哦，所以我们读到了爱的真谛里面。
So when you're reading the love song.
啊，那有一句话说，爱就是怎么样，不做害羞的事啊。
One of the phrases that love is not to do anything that's shameful.
你如果做这个事情啊，怕人家看到。
If you do something and you're afraid that others are watching you,
哎，怕被教会的弟兄姐妹知道。
Or you're afraid that the brothers and sisters in the church might know of it.
哎，那我们的行事为人就可能有偏差咯。
Then perhaps Your conduct has gone astray.
啊，我们在这个社会上很多的诱惑。
We know that there are many temptations in this world.
啊，我们难免会受到影响。
And very often we are tempted by it or influenced by it.
所以我们必须要常常灵修，就是这样的。
And that is why we have this need to constantly spiritually cultivate ourselves.
圣经形容现在这个社会啊，越来好像越黑暗。
The Bible describes this world as getting darker and darker.
啊，但是指的人的心思意念跟行为。
That is simply referring to the thoughts of men and the conduct of men.
圣经也是提到说，我们的做人就要端端正正。
And that is why the Bible tells us that we must be upright.
好像在光明中，在大白天走路一样。
It is likened to walking in bright daylight.
啊，以前的人啊，看到你啊在打瞌睡。
In the past, when people see you, they might be falling asleep.
啊，所以说昨天晚上去做小偷是不是
？And you will probably say that, were you out stealing last night?
因为做小偷哈，他趁着晚上没人看到啊。
Because a thief only strikes in the night.
可是现在呢，大白天也有人在抢啊。
But look at nowadays, you see people robbing.During the day.
所以现在的社会按照圣经上的预言是越来越糟糕。
So according to the prophecy of the Bible, the society is getting worse and worse.
所以圣经要我们能够谨慎。
So it reminds us verse 12.
黑夜已深，白昼将近，我们就当脱去暗昧的行为，带上光明的兵器。13节。
13.
行事为人要端正，好像行在白昼，不可荒宴醉酒，不可好色邪荡，不可增进嫉妒。14节。
14.
总要披戴主耶稣基督，不要为肉体安排去放纵私欲。保罗这里讲得很清楚啊。
So Paul is stating it very clearly here.
我们是要准备得救啊，有这个盼望的人啊。
We are people who are waiting for salvation, and we are people with hope.
所以我们知道这个道理，那我们又像啊这个不认识耶稣的人去追求肉体的享受情欲。
If we know this truth, and yet on the other hand, we're likened to the people who live in the dark. We're pursuing for the pleasures of this world.
那这样子，我们就会怕被人家看到啊。
Well, if that's the case, then we will probably be afraid that others might be watching us.
尤其是怕被传道，怕被长子弟兄姐妹看到啊。
And especially we're afraid that the preacher or the elders or the ordained ministers, brothers and sisters, might be watching us.
我们如果哈做得很端正，很守规矩。
But if you are upright and very righteous.
什么时候啊，都不会惧怕。
Then you will not fear at any moment of time.
所以这个可以让我们做个判断，什么事情啊是暗昧的，是我们不应该做的。
Here is a guideline for your judgment. What are some of the things that you can do?
举个最简单的例子。
Let me give you a very simple example.
比如说我们信耶稣了，我们就不要抽烟。
For example, we know that once we've converted to Christianity, we shouldn't smoke.
那我们抽烟，人家就会说，你们怎么信耶稣还在抽烟
？So if you smoke, another people saw you, they will be questioning why are you smoking when you're a Christian.
可是有的信徒他说，反正传道没看到啊，反正弟兄姐妹看到我还是抽啊。
There will be people who reply, as long as the preacher doesn't see me, as long as the brothers and sisters didn't see me, it is fine.
在教会的人面前，那他就不抽啊。
So when they go to church, they don't smoke.
那这样子，你就不是光明的子女啊。
If that is the case, then you are not the children, a child of light.
我曾经要去访问一个信徒。
Once I was on my way to visit a member.
那当时教会的负责人开车载着我去啊。
So one of the board members drove me.
那负责人跟我讲说，传道，我们今天要访问某一位弟兄。
And the board member tells me that today we're going to visit a certain brother.
那等一下到的时候，因为他有一些习惯不太好，那等一下到的时候哈，你先在车上等一下。
And then he said that this brother has certain bad habits, so when we reach there, can you please stay in the car first?
我去先跟他讲一下，你才过来哈。
Let me inform him that you are coming, and then you come up.
我就跟他讲说，那个弟兄我有看过他一次啊。
And I said to the board member that I have seen that brother before.
有一次我开车哈要到教会去。
I was once on my way driving to church.
好了，经过那巷子转进去的时候。
When I'm passing by his lane.
我就看到他骑着摩托车出来。
I saw him riding his motorcycle coming out of the lane.
他嘴巴就这样嚼着嚼着。
And his mouth was chewing something.
在台湾有一种东西叫槟榔，有没有听过？
In Taiwan, there's this particular fruit.
槟榔咬一咬，然后嘴巴会红红的，有没有看过？那噗一样红红的这样。
When you chew on this fruit, it gives this red juice, and then after chewing it, you spit it out.
哎，那我开车哈、哦，看到它，哎，我知道它，我认识它，我看了它一下。
So when I drove past him, I looked at him.
哎，他也看我一下。
And he looked at me.
可是他不认识我。
But he doesn't recognize me.
我刚好调到那个教会不久。
So I was just transferred to the church.
哦，他就这样看了我一下，然后啊，车子就骑过去了。
He looked at me and with his mouth chewing, and then he drove.
啊，那到了他上班的地方。
So, when he went to his workplace.
哎，我是白天呢，到他上班工作的地方去访问他。
So it was during the day that we went to visit him at his workplace.
啊，然后都看到他，远远就看到他站在门口啊。
And I could see him from afar that he was standing by the door.
哦，嘴巴还是这样，no.
And he was still chewing.
哦，还手上拿了一根香烟哦。
And in his hand was a cigarette, a lighted cigarette.
哦。啊，车子停下来，那护士人就赶快下去跟他讲。
So the board member stopped the car and approached him.
哦，那他看到负责人哦，哎、也是这样，转，然后，嗨 ，hello， 你来了，
And when he saw the board member, he waved his hand and said, "You're here."
啊，然后护士人跟他讲，传道来看你啦。
And then the board member says, "The preacher's here to visit you."
哦，接下来的动作我看得很有趣。
And what I see next is quite interesting.
一听到传道来了，
And when he heard that the preacher is here, he covered his mouth and turned around.
哦，就赶快冲进去。
And went and dived into the building.
哦，我看他进去，我才下车哈。
So when I saw he went in, I got off out of the car.
哦，那我们就到他办公室的客厅坐着。
So we waited for him in his office.
啊，我就看了一分钟、两分钟，经过十分钟他才出来。
And so I waited, and it took him 10 minutes before he come out again.
哎，还出来哈。哎，什么味道都没有呢。
When he came out, you couldn't smell anything.
哎，我在想说何苦呢。
So I was thinking, why bother?
啊，那我也没有责备他。
I did not reproach him.
没，我看到你至少还有良心呐、啊、哈。
I said to myself, at least he still have conscience.
哎，听到传道会讲，往外进去，刷牙洗一洗。
So when he heard that the preacher is here, he could at least go in and brush his teeth.
啊。可是我在想我们多少信徒是这样子呢
？But I started thinking, how many of our members are like him?
啊，这个只是我们常提到的一种坏习惯了。
This is only one of the bad habits that we often mention.
那、啊、其他呢？是不是我们有些暧昧的事情？哎，哦，没有在教的时候，大家都不知道。
What about some other bad habits that are done in the dark?
哎，所以我们基督徒哎这样子就不能为主耶稣做好见证啊。
So if that is the behavior.Our conduct of a Christian that we can't bear a good testimony for him.
我们信耶稣了，要像光明的子女一样。
So as Christians, we should be children of light.
啊，外表跟里面是一致的。
So what you see on the outside is exactly the same as what's inside.
啊，所以我们谈过约瑟就是这样子啊。
We have mentioned Joseph, and he's like that.
哎，他很年轻啊，他就知道神喜欢什么。厌恶什么
？He was very young, and he knew what God likes and what God dislikes.
啊，所以看到他哥哥的坏行为，他就去跟爸爸讲。
So when he saw the deeds of his brothers, which aren't very good, he went and told his father about it.
是后来哥哥们啊，就恨他，就把他出卖了，卖到埃及去了。
So his brother later on hated him and sold him to Egypt.
哎，这个下子哎，他自己一个人在埃及呀、啊。
And he found himself all by himself in Egypt.
啊，所以我们看到约瑟，哎，他真的就是哈、哦，不敢得罪神，他是敬畏神的人。
We see that even in Egypt, he was by himself, but yet he still will not go against God.
啊，他还是认真的做他的工作。
He worked diligently.
哎呀，可是后来遇到诱惑，遇到引诱。
And when he was being tempted.
哎，他说我不敢得罪神，这个是大恶，我不敢得罪神。
He said, "I will not do this sin, which will defy me, and also will not be in accordance to God's teaching."
啊，所以圣经一直提到神跟哈约瑟同在。
So the Bible emphasize that the Lord is with Joseph.
啊，因为约瑟表现的就是光明正大。
Because Joseph has revealed himself to be upright and true.
不是有人看见他在表现好。
He will not behave well only because people are watching.
哦，所以神喜悦他，一直跟他同在。
So God was pleased with him, and God was with him.
哦，带领他，哎，使他一生都在光明当中。
And God guided him so that in all his life he was walking in the light.
哦，这个也是我们新世为人要去追求的。
And this is also one thing that we should pursue.
哦，那还有一种就比较不好啦。
There is another which is not very good.
我们看腓立比书第三章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 3.
腓立比书第三章十八节。
Philippians chapter 3 verse
18。三章十八节，因为有许多人行事是基督十字架的仇敌，我理处告诉你们，现在又流利的告诉你们，十九节。
19。
他们的结局就是沉沦，他们的神就是自己的肚腹，他们以自己的羞辱为荣耀，专以地上的事为念。保罗说到，有的人行事是耶稣十字架的仇敌啊。
It says here that some people live as enemies of the cross of Christ.
哎，这种行为我们要去避免。
We should avoid such conduct.
哎，甚至呢要弃绝这种行为。
Or we should even forsake such conduct.
好，那提多书里面又提到。
In the book of Titus, it mentions.
看提多书第一章。
Let's turn to Titus chapter 1.
提多书第一章十六节。
Titus chapter 1, verse 16.
在提摩太后书的后面。
It is the book after 2 Timothy.
提多书一章十六节。
Titus chapter 1 verse 16.
他们说是认识神，行事却和他相悖，本是可憎恶的，是悖逆的，在各样善事上是可废弃的。圣经上有提到这种行为，这个我们要自己留心注意。
So here the Bible tells us this particular conduct that we should take note of.
啊，我们不是说去论断别人啊，什么人就是这样子啊。
We shouldn't go around accusing people of having such behaviors.
哎，我们看到圣经的道理，我们先想想自己，哎，我是不是有这种错误呢？
When we read about a particular teaching in the Bible, we should first question if we have committed that particular deed.
这样我们自己才能进步。
And once we have examined ourselves, that's a way for you to improve.
啊，那或许我们没有这么严重。
Perhaps we haven't done or behaved that bad.
我们在生活在这个社会，难免会受到社会观念的影响。
But living in this world, very often we are influenced by the thoughts of the world.
而且结果呢，就没有按照圣经的教导去做事做人。
And as a result, you haven't been following the teachings of the Bible.
哎，圣经上说行事为人随从今世的风俗啦。
And what the Bible says is that we behave and we follow the thoughts of the world.
我们看以弗所书第二章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章第一节。
Chapter 2 verse 1.
第二章第一节。
Chapter 2 verse 1.
你们死在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来。第二节。
2.
那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子心中并行的邪灵。这边提到我们在蒙恩之前受魔鬼的管束。
So it's here that before we converted to Christianity, we are under the power of the devil.
啊，所以呢，我们行事为人就是顺从今世的风俗。
So, in our behavior, we're following the course of this world.
啊，结果呢？是被魔鬼牵着鼻子走。
So what in fact happened is that we are following Satan.
我们今天被主耶稣拯救出来了。
But now that you have been saved by the Lord.
啊，所以说就不要再回到以前的不好的生活里面。
Now that you have been delivered, you shouldn't go back to your old ways.
啊，现在社会上有些观念好像很正常的，可是从圣经的角度来看，不可以就是不可以啊。
For example, certain thoughts or concepts in this world seems quite acceptable to all.
所以说我们不要说现在社会流行什么，我们就跟着人家流行。
But if we measure it by the standards of the Bible, we see that they are all deviations.
当魔鬼试探主耶稣的时候。
When the Lord was tempted by Satan.
他将天下的荣华这个好处都显给耶稣看。
He revealed to Jesus all the glory of this world.
然后跟主耶稣说你来拜我。
And then he said to Jesus, worship me.
啊，那这个就是你的啦。
Worship me and all these will be yours.
那他知道主耶稣来做王啊。
He knew that Jesus is here to be the king.
啊，主耶稣要得荣耀啊。
And Jesus shall gain glory.
他就诱惑主耶稣不要那么辛苦啦。
So he tempted Jesus saying, you don't have to work so hard.
连枕头人睡觉的地方都没有。
You don't even have a place to put your pillow.
那还要为世人受这么多苦。
And you still have to suffer for the people of this world.
才得到荣耀。
so that you can gain glory.
哎，不用了，不用，你来拜我，马上就给你。
All that is unnecessary. Worship me, and you shall have the glory.
撒旦说，这个就是我在管的。
Satan says that I am in control of this.
啊，的确啦，因为始祖犯罪之后，世界就是魔鬼掌管。
It is true that ever since Adam and Eve had sinned, this role has been in the hands of Satan.
哎，可是呢，哎，他的权势不过是暂时的。
But we know that his power is temporary.
耶稣胜过他了。
The Lord Jesus will overcome him.
啊，所以我们要跟着耶稣走。
That is why we follow Jesus.
我们跟着耶稣走，有时候就是要牺牲，要受苦。
And when you follow Jesus, sometimes you have to sacrifice, sometimes you have to suffer.
啊，可是今世的风俗就是诱惑我们啊，不要那么辛苦了，信耶稣啊，那么保守，现在什么时代了
？But following Jesus, you will be tempted by the course of this world, telling you that you shouldn't work so hard.
啊，你看我们现在流行这个，好好玩哦，啊，好快乐哦，为什么不来呢
？Or look at what we have now. It is so fun. Come and join us.
啊，你要祷告，哇，求圣灵哦，流泪啊，才得到圣灵。
To gain the Holy Spirit, you have to weep. You have to pray.
哎，不必啊，你来我们这边，给你一颗哈摇头丸。
That is all unnecessary. Just come here. We'll give you a pill of ecstasy.
摇头丸知道吗？一种麻醉药。
Ecstasy. It is a drug.
哎，我们看到有些人他觉得怕火点，说年轻点，吃了那个，一听到音乐就开始摇摇摇，所以台湾叫它摇头丸。
And this particular drug, once you've taken it, you will have this a surge of energy, and you would dance all night long.
你看，我们也受感动，在摇动啊，震动啊。
They would say that, look at us, we are also being moved, and we are also shaking.
哎，我这个哈，哎，比你们求圣灵还快啊。
And this is even faster than getting the Holy Spirit.
哎，结果不要被魔鬼骗了。
So don't ever be deceived by Satan.
啊。所以很多很多现在流行的啊，社会上流行的，我们要能够去分辨。
So there are a lot of trendy things in this world, but we should be able to discern what is right and wrong.
哦，还有另外，像在华人社会里面，可能有一些迷信的说法。
And also because you're in the Chinese community, you may hear some superstitions.
啊，哦，我们这个桌子要怎么摆哈？
Or there might be a particular a way of putting a table.
啊，你要放个什么石头在这里？
Or you have to put a particular stone in a particular spot.
你要有水晶哈，放在什么地方
？Or you need a piece of crystal to be placed in a certain place.
华人很相信这个风水地理呀。
And a lot of people believe in this feng shui, and also believe in the position of things.
认为这样可以带来好运。
They believe that by doing so, it will bring you good luck.
如果是这样的话，哎，大家都是富有的人呐。
Well, if that's the case, then everybody is rich.
可是呢，我们看到还是有很多人失败啊。
But we still see a lot of people failed.
所以不要被魔鬼的诡计骗了。
So never be deceived by Satan.
啊，结果就随从今世的风俗。
And to follow the course of this world.
啊，这个其他我们可以自己思考一下。
And the other for the rest, you can think of it yourself.
哎，撒旦一个诡计，我们说魔鬼做工，不是哦，变成鬼这样出来吓你才是魔鬼做工。
When we say the work of Satan, we don't mean that he disguised himself as a ghost to scare you.
啊，或者使人发疯哦，才是邪灵做工。
Or that he would possess you so that you become insane.
哎，更可怕的是借着哦，在社会上的流行的这些观念来诱惑我们的心。
What is most fearful is that he would use some of the trendy thoughts, concepts of things in this world to influence you.
让你不知不觉地跟着他走。
So that unknowingly you have followed him.
所以我们要靠着圣灵得到保守。
So with the help of the Holy Spirit, you can be preserved in the Lord.
好好查考道理，遵行真理来行事为人。
Studying the truth and you would know that you have to keep the truth.
才不会成了基督十字架的仇敌。
So that you won't live as an enemy of Christ.
啊，那我们遵循的目标。
And the purpose.
我们就是
of all this pursuit.
就是以耶稣基督作为一个标准，一个模范
We see Jesus as our model, as our standard.
好，我们看约翰一书第二章。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 2.
约翰一书第二章。
1 John chapter 2.
第四节。
Verse 4.
约翰一书二章四节。
First John chapter 2 verse 4.
人若说我认识他，却不遵守他的诫命，便是说谎话的，真理也不在他心里的。五节。
Five.
凡遵守主道的，爱神的心在他里面，实在是完全的。从此我们知道，我们是在主的里面。六节。
Six.
人若说他住在主里面，就该自己照主所做的去行。啊、哦，这边讲得很清楚了。
Sure.
我们的行事为人，就是以耶稣基督作为模范。
These three verses are very clear. In our daily conduct, we should see Jesus as our model.
啊，所以我们看主耶稣小时候，哎，啊，他就跟着父母亲到圣殿去。
We know that even at a tender age, Jesus went to the holy temple with his parents.
哎，他就表现出对信仰的啊一个追求。
We have seen that he has started to pursue his religion at a very young age.
哎，这也是让我们知道，哎，我们要能够教导小孩来敬畏神。
Again, this is a lesson for us that we should teach our children to come to Jesus.
啊，那我们小孩子在成长当中，我们自己要去能够体验啊，神跟自己的关系。
And while our children are growing up, we should also experience our relationship with God.
啊，信仰不是父母亲的事，不是老人家的事啊。
Our faith is not a matter of our parents.
这是我们每个人在每个年纪都需要的。
It is a matter of to us, and we need our religion at every stage of our life.
好，那我们在圣经里面看到主耶稣怎么孝顺父母亲。
And we see in the Bible how our Lord Jesus honored his parents.
他虽然表明啊，我应该以父事为念。
Even though he said that I should do the things of my father.
哎，可是呢，他还是顺从约瑟跟玛利亚。
But he still submit himself to Joseph and Mary.
啊，当他被钉在十字架上的时候。
While he was crucified on a cross,
他看到玛利亚在十字架底下。
He saw that Mary was below the cross.
他不说啊，我现在要完成哦这个神所交代的事情。
He didn't say, I am now fulfilling what God has entrusted to me.
啊，我现在痛苦的要命。
I am now in bitter sorrow.
哎，所以没时间管你了。
So I have no time for you.
啊，他还是把玛利亚交代给约翰他的门徒。
But he still entrusted Mary to John his disciple.
为他的母亲呢，最后做个安排。
So he still have made some arrangements for his mother.
啊，一般说他30岁才出来传道的。
It is a common knowledge that Jesus started his ministry at age 30.
而且这个30岁之前，在家里面就是在帮忙啊，父母亲的啊，来料理家庭的事情。
So before he began his ministry, he was staying at home helping out with the family chores.
啊，等待着他在世上这些弟弟妹妹长大了，能够来。来帮助家庭。
He was waiting for his brothers and sisters, his siblings, to grow up and to take care of the family.
哎，那他才专心出来哦，做工。
And then he can dedicate himself to do the work of God.
哎，可是呢，我们看到到最后还是表现出他在世的时候作为人子应该做的一个本分。
But we see that even at the very end, he has still performed his duty as a son.
而且我们看到主耶稣，在圣经里面有看到他的祷告，他的灵修。
And we see when we read the Bible, we learn how Lord Jesus edifies himself through prayers.
他表现出来的信心。
We can see the faith of Jesus.
他对这个世人所表现出来的关爱。
And we can see his love for people.
他对门徒这样子辛辛苦苦的带领他们。
And we see how he guided his disciples.
所以他的信心、爱心都可以作为我们的一个模范。
And his love and his faith are all examples for us to follow.
虽然他是天上的神来到世间。
Even though he is God, who came in the flesh and came into the world.
他是个带着肉体的人。
But when he was on earth, he was a human being.
他的软弱跟我们一样。
He has the same weakness as us.
所以圣经说他能够体谅我们的心。
And that is why the Bible says that God can understand us.
而且他为我们做过示范啊。
And he has been an example for us.
因为他那时候也是人啊，既然是人，都有格林做到这样子，我们也有这个要这个信心。
And if God had become a human and he did it, so can we.
这表示人如果有愿意做的心，一定可以得到帮助的。
So if we have this heart that we want to do it.Then God will help us.
何况，他要应许我们有圣灵同在啊。
And God has blessed us with the Holy Spirit.
所以我们有软弱，我们跟他祈求。
So in times of our weakness, we pray to Him.
求神帮助我们能够行事为人 对得起神。
We pray to God to help us so that in whatever we do, our conduct will be worthy of His calling.
啊，所以我们来看希伯来书第四章。
Let's now turn to
希伯来书第四章。
Hebrews chapter 4.
第四章十五节。
Verse 15.
希伯来书四章十五节。
Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15.
因我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探。与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。十六节，
16.
所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前，为要得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。所以这边就提到耶稣基督在世为人的时候，一样啦，跟我们一样经历很多试探。
And Lord Jesus, while He was on earth, He has been through much temptation, just like us.
哎，可是他没有犯罪啊。
But He did not sin.
好，所以一个带着肉体有软弱的人，可以啊。达到这种地步。
So if he was a man in flesh and he was able to attain such high standards.
啊，所以我们只要遵循耶稣他做过的事情。
As long as we follow what our Lord Jesus had done.
啊，你看他面对撒旦试探的时候，都用圣经的话去抵挡他。
Take for example when he was tempted by Satan, he was able to quote from the Bible, from the Old Testament.
基本上，我们还是要对道理能够清楚。
So one fundamental point is that we must have a good understanding of the Bible.
遇到问题，遇到试探，想一想圣经上有没有教导我们什么。
When we are faced with a problem, we should think what the Bible teaches us, how the Bible teaches us.
那觉得软弱，我们就祷告。
So when we feel weak, we pray.
主耶稣他能够了解我们做人的滋味是什么呢？
Our Lord Jesus understands what is it like to be a human.
所以他要做我们随时的帮助。
So he will be our help in every aspect.
不只在我们有困难、有病痛的时候。
Not only in times of our weakness, in times of our illness.
我们觉得我们的信心不够的时候。
When we feel that your faith is not enough.
我们的心思为人没办法完全的时候。
When we feel that we have not attained that stage of perfection.
尤其我们是在面对这个有试探的时候。
Especially when we are when we face a temptation,
我们更要求主耶稣来做我们随时的帮助。
We should even more draw close to the Lord so that He can be our help in our times of need.
我们这个信靠他的心。
So as long as you have this faith to rely on Him,
我们已经是属他的人了。
Since we belong to Him,
他又是我们的好朋友啊。
And He is a good friend.
我们事情都会找朋友解决，为什么不找这个最好的朋友呢？
So if you have a problem and you go to your friend for help, why don't you go to Jesus?
所以神帮助我们。
We ask the Lord to help us.
让我们的行事为人更能够跟蒙召的恩相称。
We hope that our conduct will be worthy of God's calling.
让我们所作所为都使神得到荣耀。
So that in whatever we do, we give glory to God.
当然，我们也就从他那边领受更多的福气跟恩典哦。
And we hope to receive more blessings and grace from Him.
愿神帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.